Okay, today, Bezrah, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet goes to different women who are not allowed to eat Truma or Maaser Rishon, even though they're connected to a Kohen or a Levi. So Bas Yisrael molests the Kohen. Bas Yisrael has Erusin with a Kohen, but not yet Nisuin, or Muberes mi Kohen, or she's pregnant from her husband as a Kohen, and then he died, or they got divorced, and she has no other children from him. Shomeres Yavam Lekohen, or a woman who's waiting for Yibum from a Kohen brother, v'chein bas Kohen liYisrael, or a bas Kohen is waiting for Yibum with a Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. In all those cases, she's not allowed to eat truma, because erusin to a Kohen, or pregnancy from a Kohen, or a zika to a Kohen, does not yet afford her the right to eat truma. However, when she has erusin to a Yisrael, pregnancy by Yisrael, or zika to a Yisrael, that's enough to passel her from eating her father's truma if her father is a Kohen. So she gets the worst of both worlds. What about Maaser Rishon? Bas Yisrael mores Levi, if she has erusin with a Levi, mu'uberes mi Levi, or she's pregnant from a Levi, or shomeres yavam la Levi, she's awaiting yibum from a Levi, v'chein bas Levi li Yisrael, and similarly if her father's a Levi and she has any of these types of relationships with Yisrael, lo tochal b'maaser. In all those cases, she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon is meant just for a Levi. Which is a bit of a chiddush. This assumes like the shita of Rav Meir that Yisrael is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. We don't pass it that way. We pass like Chachamim that Truma is asr to a Zar, that's an Issa Daraisa, but Maaser Rishon we pass is actually mutter to a Levi. But for the purpose of this Mishnah, we're assuming Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, and Rav Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is asr to a non-Levi. So just like having Erusin or being pregnant or Yibum to a Kohen does not, or Zikas Yibum to a Kohen doesn't allow a Bas Yisrael to eat that Kohen's Truma, so too would, if it's to a Levi, it would not entitle her to Maaser Rishon. And just as having a Bas Kohen who has Erusin or a pregnancy or a Zikas Yibum to a Yisrael is no longer allowed to eat her father's Truma, so too a Bas Levi in those circumstances would no longer be allowed to eat her father's Maaser Rishon. Now even women who are allowed to eat Truma and Maaser do have some restrictions. Bas Levi mores la Kohen. If you have a Bas Levi who's Moreses to Kohen, Muberes mi Kohen, pregnant from a Kohen, Shomeres Yavim le Kohen, or has a Zikas Yibum with a Kohen, Vechein Bas Kohen le Levi, or Bas Kohen to a Levi, Lo Tocha lo b'truma velo b'maiser. She's not allowed to eat Truma, nor is she allowed to eat Maiser directly from the threshing floor. Meaning the daughter of a Kohen is one of those who has one of those relationships with a Levi, namely a Zika or a pregnancy or an Erusin, or the daughter of a Levi who has such a relationship with a Kohen should be allowed to get Maaser, because a Kohen and a Levi are both allowed to have Maaser. So Mimanavshach, she should be allowed to have Maaser Rishon. However, there's a Din Midrabanan that doesn't allow a farmer to give Truma or Maaser to a woman by the threshing floor where they would normally give Truma and Maaser, unless her husband is together with her. The Rabban made such a gzeira, because we don't want a Bas Yisrael to go get Truma or Maaser after she becomes Aser to eat them. If we allow the owner to give her Truma or Maaser, he might continue to do so after she gets divorced or widowed from the Kohen or the Levi. So we say, you know, husband's got to go along with her in order for her to be entitled to that Truma or Maaser. Now Mishnah Hay talks about the halachos of a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen, then a Levi, then a Yisrael, and had a kid with each of them. So at each stage, the Mishnah talks about what her status is about eating Truma and Maaser Rishon. Bas Yisrael shenisas Kohen. If a Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, tochal b'truma, she can eat Truma, because a wife of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, so that's pashut. Meis v'la heimenu ben. If he dies and she has a child from him, tochal b'truma, she can continue to eat Truma on account of the existence of that child. Niseis a Levi, but if she then gets remarried to a Levi, tochal b'maiser, she can eat Maaser, but not Truma, because now she's Mrs. Levi, she's no longer Mrs. Kohen. Meis v'lahe menu ben, if the Levi dies and she has a child from him, tochal b'maaser, she can continue to eat maaser on account of her child. Niseis l'Yisrael, if she then gets remarried again, but this time to Yisrael, so now she's Mrs. Yisrael, lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser, she cannot eat truma nor maaser, because she's no longer connected to her first husband, the Kohen, nor her second husband, the Levi. Meis v'lahe menu ben, if the Yisrael dies and she has a child from him, lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser, she's still not allowed to go back to eating Truma and Maaser, because the fact that she had a son from the Yisrael disqualifies her from Truma or Meiser. Now, Meis Benam Yisrael, if the son that she had from the Yisrael then dies, Tochel B'Meiser. So now she goes back to being the Almana of the Levi, right? Because she has no one in this world that represents the marriage that she had to the Yisrael. So now she's allowed to go back to eating Meiser. Meis Benam Levi, if the son from the Levi also dies, Rachman al-San, then Tochel B'Truma. Then she goes back to being Mrs. Kohen. And she can eat the truma because she only has a representative in this world of that marriage to the Kohen. Meis Benami Kohen, if he dies, that child dies as well, then lo tocha lo b'truma lo b'maiser. Then she just goes back to being a regular Bas Yisrael who cannot eat truma, nor can she eat maiser. So to review what we did today, in Mishnah Dalid, we learned that a Bas Yisrael who has erusin with a Kohen, or is pregnant from a Kohen, or is a Shomer's Yavam to a Kohen, or vice versa, it's a Bas Kohen with any of these relationships with Yisrael, she cannot have truma, and the same is true with Meiser when it comes to a Levi. And we said if a Bas Levi has Erusin with a Kohen, or is pregnant from a Kohen, or is Shomer's Yavim to a Kohen, or vice versa, it's a Bas Kohen to a Levi, so you would think for sure she's allowed to have Meiser, because Mimanavshach, whether she's considered a Kohen or a Levi, she's allowed to have Meiser, but still she's not allowed to have Truma, nor is she allowed to have Meiser, at least distributed to her directly without the presence of her husband. And then in Mishnah Hay we said that if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, she can eat truma, and if even if he dies, but she has a child from him, she can continue to eat truma. If she gets remarried to a Levi, she can no longer eat truma, but she's allowed to eat meiser. If that Levi dies, but she has a child from him, she can continue to eat meiser. If she gets remarried to Yisrael, now she's not allowed to eat truma nor meiser, because now she's just the wife of Yisrael. But if that Yisrael dies and she has a child from him, she's still not allowed to eat truma and meiser. But if then the Yisrael son dies, she's allowed to go back to eating meiser. If the Levi son then also dies, she's allowed to go back to eating truma. And if all three sons die, then she goes back to being a regular Bas Yisrael. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav.